Welcome back to 2022, first episode where we are actually recording in 2022. Yep. So we got our Spotify Wrapped 2021 right here. Just this mic. So this is an episode that we did last year, and I really enjoyed it. Hopefully it will not be as long as last year. I really do not expect this to be an episode where I did a bunch of research. I'm going to list some songs on here and some artists. This is just going to be a fun episode. I really didn't do a whole lot of extra work for this. I got all of my Spotify Wrapped written down here, but you know, I'm not going to be reviewing any songs or anything like that. So first off, hope everyone had a great New Year's. We were in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, right down the road from us. Actually, pretty cool city. I liked it. It was different than I would have expected. A lot hillier than Northern Ohio. Not the greatest trip, though. You know, a lot of places were closed. So hopefully that's just because of the holidays and not really something that will continue for people that are traveling. A couple years ago, we went to Lexington, Kentucky for New Year's, and it was very different. We had a really awesome time, and I don't think that there was a whole lot of places that were closed. This time around, a lot of places closed. Kind of sucked. So we'll see about that. But that was my first trip of the year. So excited for that, and you know, we'll see how that continues. So also, I don't know if this happened to anyone else, but my Spotify Wrapped did not work very well through my phone. Well, you can only get it through the app and the app on your phone. And mine did not work very well. I finally got it to work, and I quickly wrote down everything that's in there. So yeah, I don't know if that happened to anyone else. But let's get into this. So the opening credits theme for me is Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker. Now, I'm not entirely sure what that's supposed to mean, but yeah, this is a song that we reviewed last year, about a year ago, actually, on this podcast. I like the song. I actually really like it paired with a music video. I like the music video a lot. So I guess I did probably listen to it a decent amount last year. I think in 2020, I probably listened to it more than last year. Well, I guess, I don't know. Maybe we reviewed this towards the beginning. Yeah, it was like February of last year. So that's why it's on here. The Dance Off. It says that a song that plays against your rival dance crew. It's got Tulsa Time by Don Williams. Love that song. That's a perfect. No, I'm not a dancer, but Tulsa Time, that's going to be one of my top sort of jukebox hit. You know, sort of you play it at the wedding, you know, Boots, Scootin' Boogie and Tulsa Time are probably my two favorite, yeah, get up and dance, country music type songs. The song for The Big Game is Homegrown by Zac Brown Band. Now, this one I don't understand as much. I don't think that this song is even in my top 100 songs. You know, I've probably played it a few times. I am absolutely not a big Zac Brown Band fan. You know, they've got a few good songs, but I guess I really haven't listened to them a whole lot. Homegrown, you know, it's all right, but not sure about that one. So it says I'm in the top 95% of the U.S. in listening, which is crazy. The top, you know, I mean, very few people in the U.S. have listened to more music on Spotify than me this year. Over 61,000 minutes I listened to. 61,716 minutes, to be exact. That's not including the month of December. I think this thing ends December 1st. So then it goes into my songs. So Number five is just purely me listening to. This isn't me saying which are the best ones, but just as far as my streams, Holler Boys by Upchurch. Yeah, I listened to that song a lot. Actually, I think I listened to that probably starting in 2020. It came out, I think, 2019. I listened to it a lot last year in 2020 and in 2021. Number four is Bartender, Sitting at a Bar by Rehab featuring Hank Williams Jr. Now, a lot of people know this from the version without Hank Jr., which is the more uncensored version. I really like the Hank Jr. part. I don't think his verse changes because he's in there. I think the words are the same. But I really like him being in there. It adds more of a country flair. I think this came out like 2008. So, you know, he was a little younger than he is now and is, 60 years old, around 60. Love this song. I listened to it a hell of a lot last year, and I listened to it a lot in 2021 as well. Number three, Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson. This is definitely one that I started listening to a lot this year. I've liked Alan Jackson for a long time, but it wasn't until this year that I really started to enjoy this song. It's a song that I think critics really like, and it is probably my favorite song by Alan Jackson. It's got to be. We reviewed his song Chattahoochee, but this probably is my favorite Alan Jackson song. It's really a great album that he had that this was on. Number two is going to be actually the oldest song of these five. It's The Ride by David Allan Coe. Now, he's going to pop up later in this episode. I listen to him a lot. I actually listen to all of his albums that are available on Spotify, I think, all last year. It might have started actually in 2020. I'm not sure. But The Ride is a great song. In fact, there are at least one or two other of his songs that are just out of the number five spot. But The Ride, I guess I listened to that the most. I don't know if I'm surprised by that. I did listen to it a lot. It's a great song. I'm not sure if I had to pick one David Allan Coe song. I'm not sure which one it would be. It's my favorite one. But I did enjoy listening to this one a lot. Number one, Rolling Stone by Upchurch. Now, Upchurch, he's got some good music. Not a country music artist, really. He's got some country music, but he's more of a country rapper or something like that. Says I listened to it 55 times. So, you know, that's... I definitely listened to this a lot, I would say, earlier in 2021. Not quite as much later. It's a great song for rolling down the windows. It even says in the chorus something about rolling down the windows in the radio up. So it's a great song for that. Great song for cruising in the summertime. it's a song I like. I don't really listen to it a lot recently, but yeah, about 6 months ago, I definitely listened to this quite a bit. So my top music moods, it says, is hopeful and bold. I can see that. That makes some sense to me. It says I've listened to 212 different genres, and the genres from 5 to 1. You got 5. You got pop rap, 4, country rock, 3, classic rock, 2, contemporary country, and 1, outlaw country. I was a little bit surprised that the pop rap or some sort of a hip hop wasn't a little bit higher than maybe the country rock. Because, you know, I listened to the release radar and that always has got some pop music on there. Not sure why. I don't love pop music. I like it a little bit. And then I listened to, you know, a little bit of rap music and hip hop, mostly from the time when I was in college, like 2015, stuff like that. I used to listen to a lot of Eminem, Snoop Dogg, that kind of stuff. Don't quite as much anymore, But I guess I'm not too surprised with this kind with this this list. I'm glad to see Outlaw Country number one. That's awesome. For what it's worth, it says my number one Spotify playlist on repeat. That's a cool playlist. That just is your most recently listened to songs, basically, or most popular ones that you listen to. So for the podcasts, get through this here. So my top four podcasts I listen to are actually, none of them are my own podcasts. Number four is Bobbycast, which I listened to a little bit early in 2021. It's a guy that sort of talks about country music, I think. Pretty popular podcast, really. And I listened to a little bit. They interviewed Brooks and Dunn, actually, and Kenny Chesney. So I haven't listened to him in a while, but I liked it, I guess. I'll have to go check it out again. Number three, I don't know what this is. Ultimate College Football Playoff Preview 2021. So I must have listened to that a few times. There's really two main podcasts. It's top two. Number two, Around the NFL. I listen to every episode that comes out. I've listened to it. I started listening to that podcast in 2018. It was like the summer of 2018, maybe late spring, May, June 2018. I remember I discovered it and stuck with me ever since. And I actually started listening to old episodes just because I couldn't wait for them to get some new episodes out. And then my number one, I knew it was going to be one of these two, is the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. I listened to 220 episodes, 7,645 minutes. If you are an NFL fan, definitely check this out. This is the first podcast I ever got into, and I've been listening to it ever since. Sort of. I say that sort of because it actually started as Locked On NFL. And I started listening to it back in the summer of 2017. We were going on a road trip. My friend said, hey, download some podcasts. Didn't know what podcasts were. Started downloading a bunch of Locked On NFL. I found it and enjoyed it. Enjoyed it a lot. And I listened to them sort of before, like on Friday. I listened to the Friday shows and like the Monday shows, kind of previewing the game and recapping the games. But then about, 2 years ago, they added a guy, and then like a year ago, something like that, they changed to Peacock and Williamson NFL show. So Locked On NFL is actually still out there. But it started as with Matt Williamson, and then they added Brian Peacock, and they eventually got their own show, which is Peacock and Williamson NFL show. And so Locked On NFL, you can find that. It's its own thing. I don't follow that anymore. It's totally different. Peacock and Williamson NFL show is fantastic. Love it. So it says I listened to 3,987 different artists. That is a ton. And last thing before I stop recording, my top five artists. So my number one last year, which I didn't even go through the songs last year. I think my number one song last year, Heartache Medication. That was awesome. A little bit more proud of that than the Rolling Stones, since it's not even really much of a country song. My number one artist last year, Brooks and Dunn. This year, it's my number five is Brooks and Dunn. And that's fair. I'm glad that they made the five. Obviously, I don't only listen to Brooks and Dunn. You know, last year, I listened to their entire catalog of music all the way through again. And so that largely brought that in. But I didn't this year. And so a lot of these artists are guys that I just went through and listened to like all their music. So number four is going to be Alan Jackson. I've started listening to his music from the start, and I'm in the 2000s at this point with his albums. I also just like to listen to him. Obviously, one of my most popular songs was on there. So Alan Jackson, Brooks and Dunn, they go together like peanut butter and jelly. Some great country music right there. Number three, Upchurch. And again, one reason why he's on here is he's got a few songs I listen to a lot, but also I wanted to check him out. I never have really gave him a chance. My cousin Alex, you know, is on here a lot. He loves him. So I've started at his first album. I listened all the way through. And, you know, I'm not a massive Ryan Upchurch fan. It's just not really, for me, a whole lot, aside from a few songs. But that's kind of why he's on here. Number two, David Allan Coe. I wasn't sure if he was going to be number one or number two. Again, listen to him from the beginning all the way through. He is still alive. However, not... I don't know when his last album was, but basically the 2000s was, I think, his last music. I'm not sure if he had, he might've had some live recordings in the 2010s. I can't really remember, but he's got some great songs as well. That's going to be an artist that could be in the top five next year as well for me. And then number one, it's Johnny Cash. I mean, so a few reasons for this. I started listening to Johnny Cash a lot last year. He's got so much music. I started last year from his very first albums in the 1950s, listened all the way through, have not finished it. I'm actually in the 1990s right now. Actually, as we speak, I have it written down just so I, he's got so many albums so I can keep track. I don't remember which album I'm at right now, but it's a 1991 album. I'm currently on with Johnny Cash, and he passed away in, I believe, 2002. It's about 10 years later, and he's still got music coming out now. In fact, he had an album come out earlier last year with Ronnie Dunn on there. That was just, obviously, it was, you know, he didn't have anything to do with it, but it was his own lyrics and stuff like that. So I was in the top 0.1%. Don't know if I mentioned that for Johnny Cash. 2,016 minutes listened to. And my top song of his was Highwayman, which is by the Highwaymen. So yeah, not really a guy where I listen to like one song repeatedly. That's not really who Johnny Cash is. Folsom Prison Blues probably is maybe my most favorite Johnny Cash song. I'm not sure. But that is just a guy where he's just got so many great songs, and he's number one on here because I wanted to check out all of his music. And so there you go. That is my Spotify 2021 Wrapped. By the way, two more things. So, Matt and Alex are both going to be some reoccurring guests this year. So they will be on here once a month, maybe sometimes together in an episode, but most of the time it will be separate episodes. Also, by the way, don't know if I mentioned this, recently passed 7,000 streams. So thank you all. Did that in 2021. And we're actually at about 7,500 streams right now. So keep it coming. And, you know, just tell a friend about this podcast. If you got a friend that's into country music, tell them. If you got a friend that's into podcasts, tell them. Friend that's into country music podcasts, oh, you gotta tell them. Gotta tell them today. All right. Spotify Wrapped. That is